Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland. Well, thank you for coming back to my video talking about Russo-Armenian relations. And they appear to have hit a nadir. Now, Nikol Pashinyan, the Prime Minister of Armenia, he came to office in 2018 through this bloodless revolution. And he's led the MyStep Alliance ever since, a liberal, more Western-oriented political party. He's been open about his aspiration for Armenia to accede to the European Union, but that's decades away. He's never said a word about joining the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. That would be a red line for Russia. At that point, I think they would do everything they could to overthrow him. You know, you see how they feel about Ukraine joining that. Remember, Armenia in the Caucasus is a landlocked country, former Soviet Republic, a neighbor of Iran, Azerbaijan, Georgia, and Turkey. So it's fought and lost a war against Azerbaijan a few years ago, historical enemies. The Azerbaijanis and the Turks are cousins, speaking languages, mutual intelligibility. And Armenia is a member of the Collective Security Treaty Organization. That's Russia's answer to NATO. Only six countries are members of it. But the Armenians were very dischuffed that Russia didn't help them at all in their war against Azerbaijan, not just fighting for them, but even weapons shipments. But obviously, Azerbaijan matters to Russia more than Armenia. Azerbaijan, with over three times the population, about 10 times the economic clout. So Armenia was abandoned. What's the point of the CSTO? They begged, they pleaded, they threatened. Well, they've got to take a firm stance. But some Armenians that we've got nowhere else to go. Only Russia can save us. Turkey's a NATO country, so presumably they would veto Armenia ever joining NATO. Got good relations with Georgia, good relations with Iran. They can't be too cozy with Iran for fear of alienating the West. Georgia can be pressurized by Russia. Anyway, relations got worse and worse. Armenia is a member of the European political community. Remember this informal discussion group founded in 2022 in response to the Russo-Ukrainian war. Every country in Europe is in it besides Russia and Belarus. Europe at its widest definition, from Iceland to Azerbaijan, and indeed Armenia, hosted the European political community summit in April. So it was good to put themselves on the map diplomatically. A small, not very wealthy country, poor in resources, often overlooked, often overshadowed by mightier neighbors. Anyway, so its historical alignment with Armenia, with Russia, is ending. I know there are, 3 million people in Armenia. There are almost as many more in Russia who are of Armenian descent. They're often only half or a quarter Armenian, usually the Russian citizens too. And indeed, Sergei Lavrov, Russia's foreign minister, he's half Armenian, though born in Moscow. Okay, so Volodymyr Zelensky, he visited Armenia this year. Last time a Ukraine president visit was in 2002. So Russia did not take it well. Victory Day, by custom, the Armenian prime minister goes to Moscow. Nikol Pashinyan did not. Now, was that a calculated snub to Russia? Russia certainly did not take well to this. So you can see that there's a diminution of Russian influence in Armenia, as there is in other former Soviet republics. So Putin's spokesman said that the European political community was allowing anti-Russian statements and so on. So anyone who tells the truth about the Russo-Ukrainian war is accused of being Russophobic. And so on. So President Putin is not happy that Armenia is open in expressing its ambition to join the European Union. And he says there should be a referendum on it. There he is interfering in domestic politics. Well, referendum that Putin always cheats in. Okay. And then he also warned that the Ukraine situation that was precipitated by Ukraine's bid to join the European Union. So that is threatening, not too subtly, he might invade Armenia. The only problem is he's got no border with Armenia. He had to go through either Georgia or Azerbaijan. Would either let him? It's possible that Georgia could be threatened, strong-armed, cajoled. Remember, there's a fairly Russophile government in Tbilisi right now. So, there's Samvel Karpetian, who's a major political leader, who's leading another political party against him. He's a billionaire, dual Russian-Armenian citizen. The former president, Robert Kocharyan, could come back. He's more Moscow-friendly as well. So Pashinyan, he renamed his party, civil contract. But, it's surprising he's been in office for so long, despite you losing that war to Azerbaijan. So far, peace with Azerbaijan seems to be working. But, of course, Azerbaijan could welch on the deal when it suits them. It's come to light that Russia is trying to diminish the vote share of Pashinyan's party. No surprise there, then. They see him as hostile. So the FSB is very active there. That's Russian domestic intelligence. They're also active in former Soviet republics because that underscores that deep down they've never accepted their independence. So a social media campaign to besmirch him, trying to get the Armenian citizens in Russia to vote against Pashinyan's party and so on, trying to oust Pashinyan and bring in a more pliable leader that would suit Moscow well, or simply causing anarchy in Armenia if they can't do that, casting doubt on the elections as much as possible. So we can see that the Armenia is no longer a satellite of Russia. So, this attempt to increase the Ruski Mir is really not working, is backfiring. Pashinyan has got very cordial relations with the European Union and the United States. He's no longer buying weapons from Russia. Russian weapons are third rate. Anyway, Russia has very little to spare. Purchasing them from India, also cheap, or France, a bit more expensive. France is probably most friendly towards Armenia of all European Union countries. France has got an Armenian community. It's under 1% of the population, but surprisingly influential, and so on. He's denounced his opponents as Russian agents and so on. Goodness, and he said that the Soviet Union, that's what caused the ill feeling between Azerbaijanis and Armenians. And there's not a lot of truth in that. It was actually quite good for a lot of the Soviet era. Russia really wants him out. And there's a Lazarev club in Armenia, which is really pro Moscow. But it's very difficult to be a Russophile in Armenia, considering Armenia has been let down so badly by Russia in recent years. Armenia's lost its war of aggression against Ukraine, which it's losing, and so on. So there are some hardline people in Armenia who don't like Pashinyan on the basis that he's a loser, that he's a weakling, he lost the war, and so on. But they don't have a viable alternative. So Russia's tried this elsewhere in Moldova, trying to oust the pro-Western government. It failed, but not by that much. They failed there doesn't guarantee they'll fail in Armenia. They made major interference elections, attempts to hack the elections in Romania, in Hungary, again without success. I mean, they didn't achieve their goal. They achieved some success. They helped their party a bit more than the party otherwise would have done. Okay, so it looks like 33% of people are going to vote for the Civil Contract Party, led by Pashinyan. Strong Armenia, led by former President Robert Kapartian, is looking at to be like about 12%. Then the Khosharians Party, Armenian Alliance, about 4%, and obviously several other political parties, even a tiny Communist Party. Anyway, so Karapetian, he's been arrested, he's been held on pre-trial detention, charged with various things. Some people say that the judicial process has been abused as a weapon of political vengeance and so on. But there's a lot of how to put it, apathy with the polls, skepticism about politics in general. Anyway, we shall see. I mean, Russia might still have its way. They don't have the bandwidth, they don't have that many money and that many troops to spare, but Armenia is quite a small country, not very wealthy, often quite economically dependent on Russia. Russia tried to pressurize them, banning the imports of loads of food and drink items from Armenia on the basis that they're insanitary. All of a sudden, these things are unhealthy. It's a flagrant political interference using the supposed phytosanitary, whatever dangers their plant life as a reason that they never had before. It's just a political weapon, really, to bludgeon Armenia into submission. They'll often use this because they know that Russia is such an important trade partner. Rosatom and Gazprom, they've got almost a monopoly over Armenian energy. There's a nuclear power plant which needs refinancing. Would Russia do that? Well, the European Union could step in and do this, but where can they get their energy from? Could they even get it from Azerbaijan, their former enemy? The Azeris could turn off the taps any time. They would like to with Iran, but they dare not be too helpful with Iran while this war is on because they can't afford to alienate the USA and so on. Goodness, the European Union has been giving money to Armenia and the tunes of tens of millions of euros a year. It may not seem like much, but for a small country, not a very wealthy country of 3 million, that's quite a lot. Armenia's a member of the International Criminal Court and therefore will be obliged to arrest Putin if he came to the country. And he hasn't come since November 2022. That's it. All very worrying. Obviously, I hope the Armenians get the future they want. And they've got, I suppose, a genuine democracy, if not very close, certainly far better than Russia, a free society. I'd like there to be peace and justice between Azerbaijan and Armenia. What do you think? Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.